In this bulletin, calls for unity after racial abuse and attacks escalate in Australia amid the coronavirus pandemic. Tasmanians warned to brace for a new coronavirus outbreak in northwest aged care facilities as test results come back. And in sports, Serena Williams' tennis coach launches a 5-week tournament during the pandemic. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Chinese community leaders have expressed fears for the safety of Asian Australians after a series of racial attacks sparked by the COVID-19 pandemic. In a recent incident being investigated by Victoria Police, two female international students were attacked in central Melbourne and told to go back to China. President of the Federation of Chinese Associations, Jensi Su, says the attacks need to stop.
We do see a lot of incidents, such as neighbours start to abuse their Chinese neighbours. Also, people working on the road, someone will have different attitudes towards them. And somehow people do feel in fear, and also they don't feel that safe in this environment. It's a critical time, and we want to see unity.
Residents and staff at three aged care homes in Tasmania are waiting to find out if they've contracted coronavirus as the state braces for a possible new outbreak. About 500 people from East Devonport's Melaleuca Nursing Home, Ulverstone's Eliza Purton Home and Corone Park in Penguin were tested on Friday after a healthcare worker who had done shifts at the facilities tested positive for the virus. Premier Peter Gutwin says residents should brace themselves for the possibility of a new outbreak.
I am hopeful that we will not see a further outbreak, but I think that we should ready ourselves for the results of these testing. And I know for the families that have people in these aged care facilities, they will be waiting with bated breath.
Tasmania's death toll stands at 8, with the death of a 74-year-old man on Saturday. There are 188 confirmed cases in the state. The federal government will be able to allocate more protective face masks to healthcare workers after receiving an earlier than expected shipment of 58 million masks. Health Minister Greg Hunt says the delivery of the masks earlier and in a larger quantity than expected would allow for further allocations to be released to frontline healthcare workers. Meanwhile, Australia's first face mask testing facility will be established in Adelaide to make life-saving respirator and surgical masks. More than 20 million masks will be produced every month to combat the coronavirus crisis. The South Australian government has announced $450,000 in funding for the project, which starts in May. The facility at the University of South Australia and Flinders University bypasses the need for testing in the United States, which can take 3 weeks. Premier Stephen Marshall hailed the project as an Australian first.
I think it's great that we're going to have this testing facility in Australia. Don't forget we haven't had much manufacturing of these types of PPE items in Australia previously.
Australians who are observing the Orthodox Christian Easter are bonding through home cooking in a time of social distancing. Lucky Dacos, founder of Sydney Greek bakery Alevri, says the business has been inundated with orders over the Easter weekend. He says it's been tough marking Easter with coronavirus restrictions.
No one has sort of like experienced this thing before because we're used to obviously going to church, you know, our Holy Week, and we're really cultural, very spiritual people as well. Just, you know, do the best we can. I know it's hard times. Practice, you know, social distancing, you know, as much as you can. Really just enjoy those family times with your immediate family at home.
And to sport in tennis, Serena Williams coach Patrick Mouratoglou says his tennis academy will launch an independent tennis league next month with professionals playing matches without spectators. The brainchild of Mouratoglou and Australian Alex Popperin, the inaugural edition of the Ultimate Tennis Showdown aims to create a new way of showing tennis in the absence of the WTA and ATP tours, both of which have been suspended until at least mid-July because of coronavirus. Australian number 6 Alexei Popperin, the son of Alex Popperin, will play against world number 10 David Goffin in the first match on May 16. And now a look at today's weather. In Perth, shower or 2, 23. Adelaide, late shower or 2, also 23. In Melbourne, partly cloudy, 18. Hobart, possible light shower, 16. Canberra, mostly sunny, 17. Wollongong shower to 19, Sydney a few showers 20, much the same for Newcastle 21, in Brisbane possible shower 27, Cairns partly cloudy 32, and Darwin similar conditions 33. This is SBS News.